It's time once again for another legislative update on Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining us this morning, as she always does, I have Representative Christine Watkins. We've got a few things we wanted to talk about today. The food tax for this session is kind of put under wraps. We'll talk about that for just a moment. House Bill 331, the Hope Scholarship, was defeated. We'll talk about that one. And then the San Rafael Technical Center, they got some good news. And it's always nice to get something around this area that gets good news. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, first and foremost, I got a text from you last week about this food tax. And I think that, you know, it's something we've talked about a couple of times. People have heard about it in the news. But at the end of the day, it sounds like there's just too many moving parts to deal with it right now. Is that kind of what's going on?
Yes. We had leadership, mainly the speaker, speak to us in our caucus meeting about it. And he said, you know, we really wanted to be able to do this. And we found out we have a real issue with our funding organization, you know, general fund, education fund, all these different funds that we have rather than just one pot. So they were going to try and address both these issues. And as they got together and talked, they realized they didn't have enough time to do it right. It just had, like you said, too many moving parts. And as they talked, more moving parts kept coming in. So it's been put on hold. We were told that they may continue to work on it during the summer because they can call us into a special session. And because if it's going to take a constitutional change, it has to be put on the ballot in November.
So that's just kind of something to keep an eye out, even after the session ends and in through the summer. And as you said, if they need to, they can call you in for a special session and you guys can take care of this then.
Absolutely.
So it's not completely dead. It's not over with, but they've got just a little bit extra work to do that they think is going to take a little more than what the time is permitting now in this session.
Yes. And, you know, our leadership said, you know what, we really need to figure out how to take the tax off food. It's just that it's complicated. And so, you know, all I can say is hold on. Let's see what happens.
We'll keep an eye out on that one. All right. Another one that is near and dear to you was House Bill 331, and this was the Hope Scholarship. So let's talk briefly about what the Hope Scholarship was going to do, and then you can kind of just tell us what went down with the Hope Scholarship when it came up.
Well, it's an interesting bill that the sponsor's young, that she only has one little baby. She decided, along with some other people, that they wanted to have this Hope Scholarship, and they kept adding people that could access it. Oh, we'll take people who are being bullied. And when she first started out, you could make $300,000 and apply for it and get money. And so a lot of people are like, oh, no. If you're making good money and you want to go to a private school, you can afford that. She kept changing things, and by yesterday, I mean, it's been on the board for several weeks. It passed through committee, didn't even go through education committee because I think she knew she would probably not get it out of committee. She went to a tax and rev and got it on the board, and then it just sat while she made a substitute after substitute. By yesterday when she talked about it, it was on the fifth substitute, which means she's made that many changes. They just said, you know, they're going to take $36 million every year out of the education fund to be able to pay, offer scholarships for families. Now, they dropped the income level, and so it would have affected more of the lower income and middle income or higher middle income people. But the thing is, and they were going to pay the people who would run this organization 5% of the $36 million, which $2 million, and which is very, very rich for paying someone. People got up and spoke. I don't think from the time she put it on the board till the time we voted on it yesterday, people changed their minds. We have a group of pretty ultra-conservative legislators, and they were the ones who were supporting this. So it went down really fast. I mean, people didn't hesitate. Sometimes we kind of sit there and look and see, well, who's voting for or against? Speaker Wilson voted for it right off the bat. No, he's normally the last one to vote. Most of leadership was in favor of it, but it went down like 23 votes to 53. So it was a substantial defeat.
So that one is done. It's over with. The Hope Scholarship Bill has been squashed there in the House. You had mentioned something about a 6% increase on the WPU for teachers, though. What does that mean?
That means that 6% goes to the districts, and that's where the teachers get their increases, and the district can add to different programs. So we've been able to give up to 5% in the last couple of years, and this year they're getting 6%. It's almost historic in the amount that we're funding the WPU. And then we also have given teachers 4 additional planning days, and they can break it up into hours. They don't have to just do it as a day. They can say, I'm going to do 2 hours here. I'm going to get with my fellow educators, and we're going to do a morning of 4 hours, and they'll get paid their daily rate of pay. So it was a good thing to do. I'm very, very happy with that.
All right. So that one's taken care of and put to bed. Now let's talk for the last little bit here about the San Rafael Technical Center. They got some money.
Yeah. You know, it's called the San Rafael Energy Research Center, and improvements was on the request. And this is from Senator Hinkins. And if you don't know about it, it is a potential game changer for Emery and Carbon County. They've got the building. They're working on it. They've got the research. I've been there. It is just fascinating. And there's so much potential from it. And so he was able to get $2 million to keep that going. I was really pleased to see that because it's a big deal.
We wanted to talk just a little bit before you get out of here about how things are going. I mean, this is the last big push, isn't it? The last few days right now.
Yes, it is. And it's so interesting because, like yesterday afternoon, we had 2 hours of floor time where we vote on bills and debate. We voted on 2 bills, and we defeated both of them. That took 2 hours to do that. There are sometimes when we have 2 hours of floor time, and we can go through 10, 15 bills. And so there's a sense of urgency. I had a committee meeting Friday that lasted until after 8 o'clock at night. I had committee yesterday where we had 3 bills and only got through 2 of them because we sometimes they're a little controversial and we have quite a bit of discussion. So there is a sense of urgency in trying to get things done. And is it going to make it on the Senate side? I can tell you about bills that pass on the House side and that, you know, I like or don't like, whatever. But when you get it over to the Senate, they're a whole different ballgame. You just hope and pray that your bill is going to make it. You have to work the senators. And so I'm telling you, there is a sense of urgency because we're done Friday at midnight.
So once again, and we talked about this a little last week, do you see it going right up until the bell, or do you think it'll kind of fizzle out and everything will be calm and maybe you'll get out of there and be done by 6 or 7?
Well, I don't think we'll be done by 6 or 7, but I'm gonna guess that we will be done before midnight. We just don't have a lot of bills on the board, and some of them that are circled, which means the sponsor says I'm not ready to discuss this bill quite yet, and so we're still dealing with money. And the bills that we have money with, and we're still dealing with those inside our caucuses and stuff. So I really don't think we'll go to midnight, but, you know, I haven't always been right on that. So we'll see.
We'll keep an eye out and see how it goes. Representative Christine Watkins, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate the time, and we're going to let you go and get up on the hill and get to work, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.